This is week one, day five of the Firm Foundation class, a 13-week discipleship course. Water baptism. Matthew 10:32-33 says, "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven." If we've really surrendered to Jesus as Lord, it means that we give him control of our lives. As evidence of giving Jesus control of our lives, we want to identify with him. Water baptism is the next step of showing your faith in Jesus. You are confessing publicly that you are a believer. This is also a way of identifying with the entire body of Christ. Today we're going to look at the importance of acknowledging Jesus Christ through water baptism. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 44, that those who really received Jesus as Lord were glad to be baptized. Then they joined the church so the apostles could feed them the word of God and so they could share fellowship with other believers. Baptism is just the first step toward becoming a part of the body of Christ. We leave behind the old sinner man and move forward in the newness of life given to us by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That is what it means to be born again. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 18 through 21 speaks that it is an answer of a good conscience toward God. The scripture says that Christ suffered and died for our sins so that we might find God. It also says that he was put to death in the body, but was made alive in the spirit. So being baptized is putting to death the old nature and being born of the spirit. This is why we are submerged under the water. The water is like the covering of the blood of Jesus. Then we're raised to a new life in Christ Jesus. Remember that it's not being baptized that saves you. Salvation only comes through acceptance of Jesus into our lives through repentance, placing our faith in him, and receiving him as Lord of our lives. If you have never been baptized, today you can make that commitment to the Lord. Have the assurance of a good conscience toward God and bury that old person in the water. Most churches have scheduled baptisms, so check with the elders of the church and find out when it is. It doesn't matter if you've been baptized before. Baptism is a way of putting your past behind you and saying you're starting over.